Howdy, folks. Child psychologists say that children are natural mimics. They act like us grown-ups in spite of everything we try to teach them. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. You know, the kind of entertainment I enjoy is just sitting around. Like, I was reading about a fellow on a city payroll. For 2 whole years, he didn't do a thing but loaf the whole time. It takes pretty smart managing to get paid for 2 years of doing nothing, you know. This fellow even got a transfer and a raise. He wasn't dumb enough to ask anybody what to do, because he knew some smart aleck would tell him. And the situation came to light recently, and they didn't fire the man. I guess they realized a fella who could loaf 2 years on the job and get paid for it was too valuable to part with. I imagine everybody asked him that age-old question, how do you pass the time when you're bored? Well, it's a silly question to me. Of course, time flies when you're having fun and drags when you're bored or restless, but I have my own pet system for speeding things up. I chew refreshing double mint gum. The pleasant enjoyment of chewing double mint breaks the monotony, and then the time goes faster, you see. And that refreshing double mint flavor gives you a nice lift that helps pep you up, too. So try it, refreshing double mint gum, will you? You might try a stick right now while Paula Richards is singing "It's Almost Like Being in Love."
What a day this has been! What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. Almost like being. Almost like being. Almost like being in love.
Oh, that girl knows how to sing them, doesn't she? She's a real accomplished double mint chewer, too. Of course, that doesn't take any special talent. I've never known anybody that didn't take to double mint right off. Well, here it is, getting along in February, and then looking over my January calendar, that's about my speed, you know. I see I passed up a chance to mention 2 important events. One was National Potato Chip Week, and the other was National Crochet Week. Wasn't anything personal about missing either one of them. I like to have potato chips around. They make the sliced ham I get look so much thicker, you know. And as to National Crochet Week, I think crochet is a wonderful pastime, and I'm all in favor of knocking a few through the wickets any old time. You know, listening to the Buttram Symphony on that last number there. I was thinking about the town band we used to have back home in Winston County. And I don't know, for some reason, I remember one time the band got a chance to have a glockenspiel in it. But the members voted to keep foreigners out. So, but I'm proud to say that all our band members turned out well. There's not a single one of them ever took up music as a career. Now, that's no reflection on the boys in the Halloran Quartet. You know, they're good sports. They always laugh real loud when anybody makes a joke about them. But they've got a fine old spiritual today. It's one of my favorites. Let's have another stick of double mint and listen to it.
There was three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They took a trip into the land of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He took a lot of gold and he made an idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Couldn't fool them with a golden idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. So the king put the children in the fiery furnace,
Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego. Heaped on the coals and the red-hot brimstone, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Seven times hotter, hotter than it ought to be,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Burned up the soldiers that the king had put there, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings
down in the middle of the furnace,
talking to the children about the power of the gospel,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Well, it couldn't even burn a hair on the head of
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, laughing and a-talking while the fire was a-jumping round. Meshach, Abednego. Now old Nebuchadnezzar called,
hey there,
when he saw the power of the Lord. And they had a big time in the house of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Ha, ha, ha.
That was mighty nice, wasn't it? You know, I've been studying the work of some Japanese experts that have, they've developed a rooster that crows just once, about 15 or 20 seconds to wake up his owner, and then he's quiet for the rest of the day. I mean, the rooster's quiet, not the owner. But that kind of alarm clock's not practical. They better get busy and develop a rooster that'll crow a second time about 10 minutes after the first crow, you know. Oh, there's no better sleep than those 10 minutes after that first alarm goes off, is there? Another thing these folks have developed is a goldfish with a head like a buffalo. If you ask me, somebody went clear loco on that project, huh? I mean, that whole project, that's just as silly, as far as I'm concerned, as anybody being without double mint chewing gum. Yeah, besides the enjoyment of it, you can get yourself a lot of wholesome helps chewing double mint. So latch on to all the fun and all the swell helps, will you? Get some double mint gum today. Not till I leave, of course. There'll still be plenty of time later. The reason I don't want you to go out and load up on double mint right this minute is because, well, it's time for the Buttram bonus, and this being Friday, that means I get a chance to show another side of my personality. On Fridays, you get Buttram the artist, the vocal artist. In other words, Friday is my day to howl. One of the boys in the band was nice enough to say to me last Friday when I'd finished singing, he said, Pat, there isn't another vocal soloist of your caliber on radio. I suppose there's several ways you could take that, but I took it as a compliment. Well, today we give you a song that's real rollicking. Here we go. You've heard of foolish questions, and no doubt you've wondered why a person who will ask them can expect a sane reply. Did you ever bring a girl a box of candy after tea and notice how she grabs it and then says, "Is this for me?"
Foolish question.
You should answer when you can. Know the candies for your father or your mother or for John, the hired man. I just wanted you to see it. Now I'll take it all away.
Now there's a foolish question you'll hear most every day.
Or if you should have a caller, say some afternoon at 5, and as you sit conversing, if the doctor should arrive, would your visitor be silent? Do you think that she'd be still? Or when she sees the doctor, would she say, "Is someone ill?"
Foolish question.
And you answer with a shrug, "No, there's no one ill. We simply have the doctor come to beat the parlor rug. Sometimes, too, he tunes a grand piano when we want to play."
Now there's a foolish question you'll hear most every day.
Suppose an elevator boy forgets to close his doors, and you should tumble down the shaft past 27 floors. And as you've reached the bottom and are lying there inert, the first one who approaches will exclaim, "Why, are you hurt?"
Foolish question.
And your dying words are, "No, I was in an awful hurry, and this elevator runs too blooming slow. I've found I save a lot of time by coming down this way."
Now there's a foolish question you'll hear most.
Well, that's still a right enjoyable tune, isn't it? If I didn't sing the tune, it wasn't because I don't like it. It's, well, it's the Hollerin' Boys is carrying the melody, and I don't want them to get the idea I'm trying to move in on their territory. Well, it'll be another whole week before you hear me sing again, but I'll be back Monday with a fresh stock of what we call just entertainment. Meanwhile, you stock up on double mint gum for the long weekend, will you? And try chewing double mint after every meal to clean your teeth and aid your digestion. Well, till Monday then, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that when the bandits drive up to the bank and find a parking space, you're looking at a mighty old movie. Goodbye. See you Monday.
This is the CBS Radio Network.